And joining us this afternoon on El Paso Primetime is Veronica Frescas. She's a contributor to El Paso Primetime over the last few years and is now the Institutional Development Coordinator to the Border Network for Human Rights. Welcome back to El Paso Primetime.
Hi, thank you for having me. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you back on El Paso Primetime under some, some melancholy circumstances as we commemorate the anniversary of August 3rd. And your organization, Border Network for Human Rights, is part of a large contingent to commemorate that event on August 3rd. Let's go ahead and get into the nuts and bolts of that.
Yes. As you mentioned, a couple of years ago, we had a shooter drive over 650 miles from North Texas, specifically motivated to come here to kill brown people of color. And here we are 2 years later, and we're all still trying to heal and recover from that. I mean, it's only been 2 years, and we know that it's going to take the community a lifetime to get over. But what's important to remember is that healing doesn't happen if we don't talk about the causes of what led up to this massacre. The largest in the in history of against Latinos, and that's calling it what it is. It's white supremacy and racism. It happened. It came in against immigrants, people of color. It wasn't just brown people. It wasn't just Latinos that died at the hands of the shooters. But there was also black people that were there and just minding their own business, going about life when hate came into our city.
So on Tuesday, August 3rd, where do we gather in order to commemorate the two-year anniversary?
On the exact date, on August 3rd, we will be meeting at Ponder Park, which is at 75 W.H. Burgess Street. That is close to where the Walmart or the shooting happened. And we will be meeting at 9 o'clock to start with the Matachines.
When we go, obviously it's a very somber event. We should take, because it's going to be a rather lengthy commemorative event, we should take sunscreen, we should wear masks, and take a bottle of water or two in order to be able to stay hydrated, because it's going to be that kind of a day, I think.
You also have to keep in mind that we're still practicing social distancing. The other thing that has not gone away is this virus, this pandemic that we're still living and working through. So, yes, so it's the event is in Paso Firme, and it is a somber occasion. But I think more than anything, what we need to realize is that it's an empowering. We as a community, yes, we are healing, but we need to fight back and remember again. Let's always remember that justice doesn't happen to remember why the attack occurred in the first place. So the event will begin at 9, the procession at 9:30. We'll have several selected officials, including our Congresswoman Veronica Escobar and State Senator Cesar Blanco. But we'll also be having testimonies from those who were there, from survivors that were there. Also doing an invocation will be our Bishop Zeitz, and Mighty, whose daughter Michelle was one of the victims of the shooting. And then we'll have some poetry written by Chris Munoz, and the Mariachi Paso del Norte will close it up. So the event will take place, we'll 90, lasting us through 1 o'clock. Yes, bring sunscreen. We will have water. There will be water on site, but please protect yourselves. We will also have masks if you don't have one.
Let me ask a question, because it does beg the question, why are so many people afraid of critical race theory and studying it in classes, whether it's in the public schools, whether it's in the universities? Why is that such a fearful topic?
And I think that's just it. It's fear. It's when you've got people under control, under fear, I mean, we all of us know that. I mean, we're our own worst enemy if we fear something. You know, we're fearful that we're not going to be able to do it. So that is a very good question, and I think this is something that exactly when we circle around again to this particular date, that we need to remember it is very important to move forward to heal, but it is just as important that we need to remember that the racism and the hatred and the xenophobia, unfortunately, has been here from the very beginning, and it is still here. But unfortunately, under the past administration, it really opened up the Pandora's box to just let it be a lot more rampant. And we, in turn, need to say no more. We're not going to be victims anymore. We're not. We cannot continue to be victims. LGBTQ community, men, women. I mean, we need to all stand up and be united and discuss and have conversations, meaningful conversations, about the root of the problem. Because until we pull out that root and pull out those roots, we're going to continue living in fear. We're going to continue worrying and looking over our backs, and we shouldn't be any more proactive.
Agreed. So, Veronica, one more time to remind people where this is going to be and who and what to expect at the event on Tuesday morning.
Yes, join the Border Network for Human Rights on Tuesday, August 3rd at 9 a.m. at Ponder Park, for the El Paso Fetterman Memorial Procession and Call to Action in remembrance of the victims and survivors of the mass shooting. We'll be joined by Bishop Seitz, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, and we'll hear testimonies by those who were impacted. And at the exact time that the shooting began, there will also be an altar erected, and we'll be hearing from singers and poets, and we'll conclude the event with Mariachi Paso del Norte. So we hope to see all of you out there as we stand together in this call to action to stand against the hatred and the xenophobia that led to this horrible event that impacted our community and those of us. It's going to be one of those things that, you know, where were you when this happened? It shouldn't have happened, and we need.
Agreed. Veronica Frescas is our guest this afternoon on El Paso Primetime, the Institutional Development Coordinator to Border Network for Human Rights. She's been telling us about what's happening on August 3rd. Of course, we're all invited. Thank you so much. And the next time we talk, we'll have a longer time to talk about the ins and outs of what the Border Network for Human Rights does here in the community. Good to go?
That's great. Thank you. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me again. And it's always a pleasure to speak with you, Dee.
Mi casa es su casa. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.